morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. It is locally grown radio, 7:06 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habacker with us.
Good morning.
We got the gang back together. It's fun. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick off your day right. We've got a bunch of good things to get to. In this hour, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. Looking forward to touching on that. In the 8 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with the kitchens open.
Yeah.
All looking right. forward to Melissa and Beth's cooking segment. We'll get in food segment, I should really call it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll getting into that a little bit later. I may even have a competition show for you guys. I may even be able to compete with you guys. I've been working on some.
Oh, really?
I'm working on some. Okay. Yep. We'll get bring that.
Please tell me you haven't been baking.
Yes.
No. The world would know if I was baking. It would be, as silly as it is with breaking news nowadays, they'd use it as a breaking news thing. They'd be like, breaking news.
They already have a world's worst, so.
Yeah, they do.
I think you're covered.
I should be okay there. The baking, she's so right on me on baking, yes. Cooking maybe a little better, but not much. Unless it's Italian. Otherwise, no, I'm useless. I can grab things in the kitchen, though.
That's one thing.
Very good at getting things on high shelves.
Very helpful.
We have all that coming up for you. 8 o'clock hour, not only going to have the kitchens open, but we are also going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock hour, we are hoping to be joined by our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Always good to be able to talk with Bill. Mm-hmm. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment stories, good stories, that ain't right stories, all that coming up for you. We're going to lead you into Playmakers today. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game from 10 to 11. Join Seth and I today as we will be handling Playmakers and talking to you because it's really your show and then Seth and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of how that works. Randy not able to be with us today, which is unfortunate because I want to talk high school football right now, let alone I want to kick off the show with it. Congratulations to Lincoln, by the way. Side note.
All right.
And just as I let you guys also know that not only Playmakers is hoping to feature all your calls and your thoughts and your feelings today, we're going to start the show in a place we've never started it before.
Uh-oh.
Never even come close. And we're going to start in a controversial thing going on in sports right now.
Okay.
It's a little dividing. I don't know. We'll see how people feel about this one. We'll be doing that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Join us for Playmakers today. Of course, Morning Magazine, the rest of the week strong for you. Mm-hmm. A little bit later on today, we will have some other good stuff, too, for you coming up on our radio dial. I'm sorry I got a little distracted because I'm excited about something I want to talk to Beth about.
Okay.
First, Melissa, how was your weekend? How are you doing?
Doing okay. It was an emotional weekend.
Yeah.
For my grandmother's funeral, we had the wake on Friday night and then the funeral service on Saturday. So I had a house full of family, which was wonderful to see my brothers and my nieces and spend time with them and other family. A lot of people came, some that I was very surprised that they were able to make it and join in on the celebration of my grandmother's life, which was amazing. And so we had good time, a couple after parties at her house, which was, the final gathering there. It was really hard to leave Saturday night, honestly. Yeah. As much as I was exhausted and needed to go home, it's like, you know, this is the last time Grandma's house is going to be full of joy and laughter and remembrance. And so it was hard to leave, but also I'm honestly really glad the weekend's over.
Certainly, I was thinking about you and yours over the weekend, Melissa. My mom and I lit a candle for you guys as tradition in our household.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad I really appreciate you sharing that. You didn't have to do that. Thank you for doing that. And I'm happy to hear that you it's Monday in a way for you.
Yeah. Right.
It's that kind of thing. I think many of us can, relate as best we can through that situation.
Mm-hmm. It's bittersweet.
That's exactly the word that I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Beth, how was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
Coming back off vacation is always a challenging time. And then to throw in that we're in this week is Tech Week, and we open this weekend for the show over at the theater for Odd Couple. So been spending a lot of time at the theater as well as a lot of time at the church. But worship went well yesterday. We are in the middle of a stewardship series about love, which is wonderful to talk about. Yeah. I always love to do that. And just trying to get back into the swing of things after being gone.
Right, right. And you feel like you've got your work legs back a little bit?
Starting to. We've got an extra thing coming up this week with our book sale, so getting that ready and trying to get that all the final pieces put into place with that. So, yeah, just kind of head spinning going from being in temperatures that were in the 90s right. to temperatures that are nowhere near the 90s and trying to kind of figure out, okay, what did I miss and what do I need to prepare for?
It's... The weather is as hard to, kind of get used to mm-hmm. when it first does that, especially with these ups and downs and everything, as your work week can be, or maybe a Sunday for you, Beth, can be and everything. That's good. I'm happy to hear that it's flowing for you, though. You're finding your balance, your rhythm of things. If people want to find out more or check Beth's service in, you can do that. It's all on YouTube.
It is. Find our channel, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, or you can go to our website. We usually have one or two services that have been posted there, and that's wrmoravian.org.
How was your weekend, James? I'm glad you asked.
How was your weekend, James?
My question is, who were you impersonating?
Yeah, exactly.
No, there was no. I am not a smart man, but I know better than to try to impersonate either of you, even if you're miles away, Melissa.
It sounded like a Muppet.
I couldn't help myself. One of you two always asked me how my weekend was. You guys always do that. You're some of the only people that do that in my life. And so I just couldn't resist. I was sitting on that one.
That was great.
We had a fun weekend. I got a lot done. You know, good. Similar to you guys, a busy weekend. Had a lot on our plate, but got a lot done. I say we because I'm thinking of my partner, Brian, my teaching partner, mm-hmm. and I had such a busy weekend working together. But I tried to message him last night to go over some grading. He's like, "Yeah, can we talk Tuesday? I kind of need a break." Because it was an emotional weekend, not right. nearly the same level as for you, Melissa, or even for what you deal with on a really daily basis, Beth. But I had my final class at Second City Saturday.
Mm. Oh, congratulations!
I did not expect it to be as emotional as it was. I'm kind of in work mode most of the time. I put my game face on and I got a job to do, so I'm focused on the job. It was in the back of my mind, and I was teaching in a class, and I'm just on Skype, but I'm mm-hmm. teaching in a class that I haven't taught in years. So there's mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff in there, some desks and different things, and I didn't really pay much attention to it, just got to get going. It turned out that Brian, the first teacher I had at Second City, ended up being my assistant teacher in that class. And it was kind of cool, and funny how it worked out that way. Mm-hmm. At least so I thought, because I thought we were going at a good pace. We're about 10 minutes early. We're going to wrap up early. It's good. We get to about that point, and Brian kind of stops the class, because this is our last class with these students. Mm-hmm. They've all graduated, all 13 of them moving on to the next level. And he's like, he said something about being my last class and just, you know, the journey that it's been, that mm-hmm. I didn't go to school mm-hmm. for this. I wasn't planned for this. This wasn't where I was supposed to be. And it just kind of worked out that way. And I thought it was really nice and classy of him to do that. And then, as he's talking, I didn't see, because I'm focused on him and it's, you know, Skype, right. I can only see so much.
Yep.
These students were setting up desks because the first sketch that I wouldn't say it's the first sketch I wrote, but the first sketch I wrote there that had them like catch their eye mm-hmm. and like, oh, he's not our average student. I wrote a sketch from basically, a spoiler alert to anybody who hasn't seen it, Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
And I'm, of course, playing Robin's character.
Oh,
and I'm giving this huge monologue, just Oscar level, same way he does it in the movie. Uh-huh. I'm delivering the same lines, everything, and I stand there triumphantly. And then as the students go to get on the desk to say, my captain, in our version, they can't get on the desk.
Oh.
Like, they just keep falling, just every time. And eventually, and they're so determined, eventually they start, my captain, and they just keep falling before they can even deliver the line. But the whole time I'm just standing there stoically, just taking this in and everything. You know, it's a little different. They loved it. The kids did the sketch.
Aww.
That's how they wrapped it up.
Oh, right? That's awesome.
It's very,
what
very
a
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Found out I won. They have a little kind of award ceremony and stuff that they do in the end of October that I wouldn't be around for, but they told me that I, third year in a row, I won the John Belushi Award, which is just kind of for teachers that stay after class and go a little above and those sorts of things.
Congratulations.
So, I'm still waiting to wake up because this isn't supposed to happen. Like, I'm not supposed to have that good of an ending there. Like, that it was weird. It was also, I'll be honest with you guys. I've been a little hesitant because I'm used to working multiple jobs, mm-hmm. and whether it's the income or it's just the work itself, mm-hmm. I've been a little hesitant about this. And I was telling Brian this before class. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I get done and I look at him and I'm like, well, I can't come back now. So after that ending, like that's it's like if you have that person you haven't seen in years or months or something, you guys get together for coffee. You have this very solemn, sweet goodbye. Mm-hmm. And then you're walking away and you're both going to the same like parking lot. And so you got that uncomfortable awkwardness of like, stay in touch. Oh, God, I just want to play. You know what? Maybe I should ignore him. Maybe I should. You don't know what to, nobody knows what to do in that situation.
It's awkward.
It feels like that's what it'd be, kind of, like if I came back now. But still very proud to be teaching the class that Brian and I will be doing. It is an offshoot of Second City, so it's not really associated, but sort of.
Okay.
Where we're helping students get their legs under them after they graduate, what's next?
Right.
How can you, you know, the kind of agencies you can trust, how much percentage they'll be taking, getting monologues together for the next level, all these different things we're going to be able to help mm-hmm. these students with going forward. So it's nice to have that. I'm really going to miss the students. I'm really going to miss a lot of that. I just want to send a big thank you to Brian, to that class, to Second City Chicago, for all they do and everything, because mm-hmm. they do a lot for that community as well as doing a lot for people like me. Mm-hmm. So That's a lot of fun. We have a fun week in store. In a little bit, after our National Day of Calendar, Beth and I are going to talk about the community book sale happening at the Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up this weekend, Thursday, and this week, Thursday and Friday. Looking
and
forward
Saturday.
To that. And Saturday. And Saturday. Got to get that in.
Yep.
I forgot. Sorry. I knew it was 3 days.
Yeah.
I've been going to it for years. I don't know. Looking forward to talking about that. And it is a big week around here as well. This Friday, we are taking this show on the road. We got
Yay!
A road game. Melissa and I will be at Family Natural Foods live and direct from 7 to 10. Looking mm-hmm. forward to it. It's going to be mm-hmm. such a fun time, Mel. We are going to, of course, be able to interview a bunch of people there, maybe even talk to you guys out there. It's going to be fun. Be sure to join us for it. And then also on Sunday, or Friday, I should say, we've got a very, after we're done doing our fun here at 11, Kristen Bry comes in with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And this Friday, Kristen and I have been talking a little bit under, you know, behind the scenes here and stuff, and we're going to do this home and home. She's going to be in our studio broadcasting right here from Wisconsin Rapids to do her show from 11 to 2 this Friday.
Wonderful.
Cool.
Very happy to have her over. It's going to be great to have her and her team as guests to our studio.
Should we get make posters and stand at the window and say, "Yay, Kristen,
definitely.
Welcome home."
She'd love that. I bet she'd love that. That's going to be so much fun. I encourage you, if you have not already given that show a chance, take a listen.
Oh, she does a great job.
She's very good. She's very good, and that show's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's funny, too.
Yes.
It is.
It's entertaining. Yeah.
It was nice of her to invite me onto her show, so I'm going to do a spot on her show. Don't know how long I'll be there or anything, but that's up to her. I'm just appreciate it. Thought it was classy of her to invite me on.
It
also works out because then I can guilt her into doing our show.
There you go.
So we can do a little home and home here and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
So just a busy, fun, exciting week. Of course, tons of great guests from Morning Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's live radio, so who knows what we can get in trouble we can get into. It's going to be fun. Of course, got sports on the radio. We'll be getting to more of that later on. A lot of good things going on. We're mm-hmm. very excited about. Let's go ahead and take a break right here. We'll come back and get into our National Day of Calendar mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Let me see here. Taking a look now at our National Day of Calendar. For this October 3rd, 2022, let's dive right in, everybody.
Okay.
Just to remind you, a couple of interesting ones here. It's Walk Your Dog Week until October 7th. So till this Friday, walk your dog.
Isn't every week supposed to be Walk Your Dog
every
Week?
Day, every day.
Every day. Yeah.
And
probably.
If you ask my fur brother, every hour. Every hour, Sam wants a walk every hour. And it is also Hispanic Heritage Month until Saturday, October 15th.
Wonderful.
Nice.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at today specifically, it is World Habitat Day.
Very appropriate,
mm-hmm.
considering
mm-hmm.
a lot of people just lost their homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people have been keeping up or at least heard the most recent reports about that. This is where we get to show what it is to be an American, where we're there for our fellow Americans. Whether you have any connections to Florida or not, you do.
Yeah.
You are an American. We're all connected. Mm-hmm. So any chance you can. That's the first thing I think of. I have to say, too, over the weekend, former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his late birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of him with this stuff, too, because of all the things that, you know, all the homes that man has built.
Right.
It's the things that they have done with those organizations as far as helping people with homes and building them and stuff. Great work. Right? Amazing work. Not often you can say a former president, you can rival what he did in office to what he has done out of office.
Right.
Virus Appreciation Day.
I don't appreciate viruses.
No, nobody wants this day. Nobody wants this day. National Day of Calendar, you are drunk, go home. You have been doing this too long. I think they're just seeing if we're paying attention now. Now they're just seeing if it...
Well, there may be some good ones out there.
No, there absolutely are. Viruses play an important part in our lives and ecosystem and are not always in a bad way. Learn, viruses are a part of human existence and have invaded every possible area of our lives, from our living bodies to silicon pathways of the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, computer viral can't actually infect humans, nor the other way around. But that doesn't mean that vari are harmless. Virus appreciate vari instead of virus with a computer virus.
Plural.
Yeah, varies. Virus Appreciation Day encourages us to enjoy and respect viruses of all kinds and the incredible impact that they've had on our lives and the world. Make no mistake, we won't just be appreciating these bad guys. They also are helpful in some aspects.
Okay.
The only way we have found to defeat some of these viruses is by a sample of them, a touch of them sometimes.
Right.
What's the difference between bacteria and a virus? Bacteria are classified alive, by which we mean that they have all the metrics that define life. Most importantly of all, cell structure. Viri, on the other hand, are not quite alive. They're more like random wandering bits of DNA with an attitude problem and a pseudoprotein-based armor. So why would we want to appreciate these things? They can't possibly be helpful, can they? Think that if you will, and you'd be mistaken. Allow us to introduce one viri that isn't just helpful, but by actually existing, has actually managed to save millions of lives.
Wow.
The cowpox.
Huh.
Cowpox is a terrible and painful disease that has primarily hits the bone of milkmaids, the bane of milkmaids. But how then was this painful and disfiguring disease helpful? Well, as it turns out, it is closely related to smallpox, so closely, in fact, that doctors began to notice that milkmaids almost never came down with smallpox.
Oh.
Investigation revealed that it was the antibodies against the painful but harmless cowpox that protected them from smallpox.
Okay.
This is how we learned that the first vaccine was born. This is literally how the first vaccine was born.
Yeah,
well, I can
realizing that.
That
one virus can protect you from another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And using these weapons against them themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. World Day of Bullying Prevention.
Yes,
it's a good one.
Important. Yes.
Yeah, I think most kids can know what it's like to grow up with dealing with bullying, and most of us immediately go to our own background and our own memories to say, you know, well, how we can handle this, and then there's a certain age cutoff where you got no idea what you're talking about,
right?
Because you can relate to bullying, you can talk about bullying all you want, and have some relatability, but. For like myself, I was picked on a good bit. I would say more than average, than your normal average kid. But I got to go home.
Right.
I went home and it was done. I went home and my dad would pick on me a little bit, sure, but I could handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the social media, there is no sanctuary necessarily.
Yes.
There is no place for that to not be able to get you. And it's all the more important that we really find that balance. Kids are going to tease each other. That's going to happen. There's a huge difference of teasing and bullying.
Right.
Yes.
I don't think any of us are ever going to, you know, take the teasing out of children. but the bullying thing, that is something we can lower the numbers
on. Right. And parents really need to take a role in helping to prevent that from happening and teach their kids how to accept one another and value the differences that we have.
kids certainly pick up on things from school, but they learn so much of what mm-hmm. their repeated behavior from their adults in their life. National Techies Day.
Techies.
Yeah, yeah. We are very thankful for the tech industry, all the IT people, techie people, whatever you want to call yourselves. We're very happy for you. Please help me get into my email. That's what it comes down to. Now, there was a time where we didn't really care too much about this, didn't think that much of it, and didn't really get if it's a today. And then people stopped remembering their password and things like that.
Our whole society owes it to techies because of what happened with COVID. I mean, we all were forced to be inside, and we were still able to function as a society because we had technology that allowed us to stay in communication with each other, to get news out, that kind of thing. So tech is wonderful.
Yeah.
When it's used properly.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well said. World Architecture Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like this. I like this one. I'm a sneaky sucker for architecture. One of the cool things about architecture, wherever you're living, wherever you're going, you can appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and there's a variety. Mm-hmm.
There's a house. Yes, yeah, it's a really good thing to mention there, Beth. There's always going to be like a set of houses in this one community that you mm-hmm. just you love driving past and mm-hmm. seeing.
Tour this weekend. We were driving back through Kobe and saw a whole bunch of just really cool little houses.
Wow.
I never knew existed because I've never, gone off of Highway 13 in Kobe, but who knew?
There are a number of Frank Lloyd Wright houses mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin that are, mm-hmm. are worth checking out. I know they're on my bucket list of looking at and seeing.
There is a gas station in Cloquet, Minnesota that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've heard of this. Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing.
Architecture is fascinating. It's really interesting. And the bigger the building, the more detail, the more interesting it can be. I like houses, and I think houses are fun to look at. But churches are another one. Mm-hmm. You look at the architecture of those. Mm-hmm. And so much of our world. Architecture is interesting. It is also National Boyfriend Day. Ladies, you want to take this?
I guess I have my longest running boyfriend right now.
Uh-huh, there you go.
There you go. I appreciate him every day. I don't need a national day to appreciate him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I have the best boyfriend I've ever had in my life. So I appreciate him.
Yeah. Right on. A good day to show that appreciation. Really, again, similar to other things. Is there a bad day? Not really. No. We will take a break on that. We'll go ahead, come back, and we'll get into some fun stuff when we come back from Melissa's News. We got, four things to look forward to in October.
Okay.
We're going to get into that a little bit later. Before we wrap up the hour, we're going to also talk about the Community Book Fair going on at the Moravian Church. There's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Looking forward to all that coming up after Mel's News here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. Mm-hmm. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there, everybody. Thanks for kicking your week off with us. Happy October, by the way.
Yeah,
here we are, October.
Wow.
Speaking of October, let's look at four things to look forward to in October. First up, it's October. You shouldn't need me to give you four things. It's an awesome month. I love October.
At least for the first 3 days this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. In sports, the MLB playoffs get underway next week with the World Series scheduled to begin October 28th.
Mm.
The NHL starts their season on October 7th. Our River Kings started theirs. They're already last Saturday and everything. More on that in Playmakers today. And the NBA season starts up on October 18th.
Okay.
Of course, you got the NFL going strong, college football going. It is a busy, big time for sports fans. If only we had a show around here to talk sports. That's right. Playmakers. Join us today from 10 to 11. Call up and join the conversation. In the movies, the mystery comedy Amsterdam is big, and that's a big one that people are looking forward to.
Right.
That's got a huge cast.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really good. And the kids' movie Lyle Lyle Crocodile hits theaters next Friday.
Okay.
Let's see here. The 13th installment of Halloween franchise, Halloween Ends. No, seriously, this time we mean it. No, it's finally over.
Really?
No,
really?
Michael Myers is not even in this one. He didn't even show up. Like, nobody. No, I'm kidding. How many of these are you going to do?
I know.
Let's see. That's coming out on October 14th. And Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, coming out October 21st. Mm. Those two have worked together a couple of times now.
Yeah.
On TV, SNL kicked off their 48th season this weekend. The third installment of season of The Walking Dead also kicked off. That's the final installment of The Walking Dead. But they've got like 8 spinoff shows, similar to Game of Thrones, where that ended. And then like, actually, it's not over. We've got like 6 or 7 other incarnations of this we're going to do. Let's see here. The 19th season of Grey's Anatomy returns October 6th.
19.
I can't believe that.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. And they've been saying that that was going to be kicked off the air like 10 years ago. Yeah. And it keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's about when I stopped watching.
Of course, there's the holidays. Everybody knows Halloween is the 31st, which is a Monday this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an interesting one. There's also International Coffee Day and International Music Day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That was last week.
Right.
And of course, there's plenty more. National Be Nice Day is this Wednesday.
Wow.
International.
Should we be nice every day, though?
It just reminds us to be. There's 90% of these, Beth, we could say, shouldn't every day be this day. there's always going to be that. There's some other fun ones. National No Bra Day is on the 13th.
Okay.
Right.
What day of the week is that?
Let's see. The 13th. What is that? That's a Thursday. That's a Thursday. Of course it would be a Thursday.
Yeah.
National Cat Day on the 29th.
Okay.
And National Text Your Ex Day on October 30th. Notice that's right before.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Nobody should do that. Nobody should be doing that. Unless you have children with the person. There's no reason to be doing that. No.
They're an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a coincidence that it's the day right before Halloween. Mm-hmm. That they're asking you to do something.
It should be the day before April Fool's Day.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. That's... there are a ton of birthdays for me, I know, in October. There's lots of other things. What are some things that you guys are looking forward to this month? Is there anything in particular? And it's going to sound low, easy to say, but I'm really looking forward to this remote this Friday. And having Kristen in, that's something I've been looking forward to. I know that there are a... just seasonally. There's pumpkin patches. Mm-hmm. There's getting pumpkins. There's just
fall weather is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is the time of year, this month in particular, the next couple of weeks, where everywhere I go, I'm taking the long way.
Yeah.
I'm going the long way. I'm going to see as much of the environment as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I take in all this tree changing as much as humanly possible.
I'm looking forward to corn mazes. I want to finally take the boys this year and go do a corn maze. They're a lot of fun if you've never done them before. And there are so many in our state.
Yeah.
There's one over in Stevens Point
that
is done by a farm that Phelps's. Partnered. And they have, yes, and they have, it's like another hunt. You have to find things when you're in the maze. So it's more than just going through the maze.
So it's like a scavenger hunt in a maze.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, Feltz's Dairy Store's Corn Maze, that's going until October 20th at Feltz's Dairy Store at 5759 Porter Road in Stevens Point. That's the one Bree and I were going to go check out. That's a great idea. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a fun one.
I'm looking forward to fall camping, too. We're planning to hopefully get that in on a weekend because that can be fun, too, with the weather. Campgrounds are a little quieter this time of year, so, if you want to get away, it's just... peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After all that's been going on, I think that would be very nice.
Yeah. You could definitely use it. Getting as much of that outside time in as we can, that's another reminder for me. That's every time I'm looking at a tree that's changing, it's beautiful, it's awesome, and the clock is ticking.
But then to get to sit around a warm campfire with the chill in the air, that's always good, too.
Well, even if you can't get away to a campground, a lot of us have portable or campfire pits.
Yeah.
Out and have one right where you are.
That was one of the bigger ones I thought of is the campfire situation.
Yeah.
This is the best time of year for that.
You got to get in all the s'mores you can.
Yeah.
We're almost out of s'more season.
Yeah. So
there are plenty of things, events going on in this month in October that we'll look forward to. One of them we are very excited about is this weekend.
Yep.
It's over at Beth's Stomping Grounds.
It is.
The Community Book Sale at Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church will be taking place this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7.
Yep. Thursday and Friday, and then 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
Yeah. Beth, this is something that's been a tradition for a long time in this area, and you guys are doing it right and having a lot of fun with this. Do you need any more books?
Actually, I was asked to make the announcement. We are done accepting books for this year. Okay. If you still want to donate, keep them. We will start taking them again next spring. You can donate them to next year's because we're hoping to keep this as an annual event. We already have our chair, Alice Lavin, and she has been doing a phenomenal job. She said, I think I can do this another year. So we're already in the process of starting to talk about next year's event. But we want you to come this year. We have our fellowship hall, our basement is filled. Filled. And we've got several different genres. We've got soft cover novels. We've got hardback cover novels. We have a children's section. If you want cookbooks, you know, because we're going to be talking about cooking in a little bit.
Nicely done. We've got
some cookbooks that you can browse through. We've got a table of specially marked books that some antiques or unique books. So we have, usually on Thursday, we'll have a lot of collectors come and start sifting through the books that we have to see what deals that they can find out. But they're available. And if you can't make it Thursday and Friday and you come Saturday, the bonus is it's as many books as you can fit into a paper bag. You can take that bag home for $2.
It's one of the best deals you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, that's such a good deal. That's awesome. I love that. That's usually where my mom shows up, by the way, just to warn you.
And if the books don't tempt you, we will have a refreshment stand made with homemade goodies by church ladies. And you can't get better homemade goodies than the ones that are made by church ladies.
Nope. 100%. 100%.
So there'll be coffee, there'll be snacks, there'll be books, there'll be a place to sit and read if you want to browse a little bit because you're not quite sure if you want that book. Come check it out again. I mean, the farmer's market's still going on Thursday and Saturday. So if you're coming downtown for the farmer's market, we are right there at the corner of 3rd and Goggins. Ooh. Or if you're, you know, walking down the farmer's market, just keep walking down 1st because we're on the corner of 1st and Goggins as well. So come on down and check us out.
You're going to notice the building.
You can't help it. You know, if you're wondering, well, which one's the Moravian Church? That big cross tower along the river, that's us. Come check us out.
Especially if you haven't gotten a chance to before, that's another good reason to. It's a beautiful building. I really love it. We're celebrating architecture today.
Yep.
That is one of those buildings that has always stood out to us in town here, our family, since we moved here.
It's actually built in the 1950s. It's the second building for the church, but it is beautiful. It is big. It is there.
And we'll meet you there. It's going to be a fun time. And I have to say, as one little side note, I hadn't thought about this before with all the talk that we've been doing of this. The first time I really got a chance to dive into a maple-flavored thing, like an icing-flavored maple thing, I really remember noticing it was at that fair.
There you go.
Somebody had made some cookies like that, and my life was changed on that day. Like, I've loved it ever since.
Maple-flavored things are amazing.
They are.
Again, this is a wonderful sale, as much as we love this event, we love being able to invite people over to the Moravian Church and all these different things. The biggest thing about this event is all the proceeds going to scholarships at Mid-State Technical College. This puts back into your community, everybody.
Absolutely.
You're getting some great books, maybe even some collector items. Mm-hmm. At the very least, you're getting out, you're having some fun, maybe seeing some people you haven't gotten to in a while.
Right.
And you're helping your community.
Right. And I will be honest, some of the prices have shifted just a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's still well within the price range. You're still going to get a great deal. But we also want to make sure that we are able to get enough money for these scholarships so that we can offer them for years to come.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I think we're all willing to do that and meet you there on it. It's going to be fun. Again, the community book sale happening at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, going on Thursday and Friday from 9 to 7. And then Saturday, it'll be going from 9 to noon.
9 to noon.
9 to noon.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. We'll talk about this again before we let Beth go today. And sure, we'll be bringing it up a bunch during the week.
Oh, yeah.
For now, let's take a break, come back, and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. You are way better off than being alone. Be with us. Hang out with us. It's going to be a lot more fun. It's the closest I can do to pulling that this song, the bumper music, into our conversation.
It's time to do your jazzercise again, folks. Every Monday morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are going to be during Playmakers today. We're going to be having our hand over the sensor button quite a bit.
Okay.
We'll get much more into this during Playmakers today, but over the weekend, for those that had not heard, UW head football coach Paul Crist was fired. So a lot to talk about there, a lot to do. So we will have the sensor button ready for the show.
Okay.
Even for myself, possibly. We'll see. We'll find out. But when it comes to swearing, it's something that we all understand, we all know, but it's one of those things, too, where there's not a lot of data on it. There isn't a whole lot of data on swearing as far as like how modern swearing and how much we swear now and stuff. And a big study on swearing identified the top 10 big cities that swear the most.
Okay.
Hey, what? Forget about it. Columbus, Ohio tops the list.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't. I think that would be surprising for some, unless you know some people from Ohio or you've spent time in Ohio. You guys are this, because for those of the audiences to know, that's Beth's original stomping grounds, her roots and everything. I was not surprised by this.
No.
I was not at all. No. I imagine you don't seem to be either.
Oh, not at all. My dad still lives in Ohio, and we were just out there. And yeah, I mean, that it is not unheard of that every other word. Yep.
I think that because of the popularity of New York and the New York accent, and because so much of that is, like I was doing, the little bit I was doing before and everything, where our minds go with this stuff.
Are the large metropolises.
Yeah.
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 Megalopolises. Is that the right word?
Something like that. Close enough.
If not,
close enough.
I like it.
Thank you.
I do like the word. Yeah, it's just... to me, this is one of those ones where you're not gonna know unless you've been there. That kind of thing. I think it's funny. That's very funny. The 10 cities that swear the most are, again, Columbus, Ohio at 36, Las Vegas at 30, Jacksonville, Florida. Let's see here. The national average is 21. I'm sorry, I meant to say that.
Okay.
So the national average is 21. So Columbus being at 36, Vegas at 30, Jacksonville at 28, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Philly, and Indianapolis all at 25. San Francisco, Louisville, and Fort Worth all at 24. Two cities tied for the least amount of swearing, Phoenix and Portland.
Interesting. Okay, which Portland?
Oregon. And at least at just 14 R-rated words a day for those two.
Okay.
And here are a few more. And interestingly, somehow New York, Boston, and Chicago also made the list of least amount of swearing.
Yeah.
Interesting. People in a city like Chicago that's in the Midwest but still one of the bigger cities in the world, you have this kind of mixed balance of people who are busy, they're rushing to get to their right. place, but they will still hold the door open for you. I think that goes as also another extension with our language and how we tend to be a little more polite. Not every, obviously, person, and I'm not saying it's better than others. Or worse than others, for that matter.
Right.
But I think that is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The hustle and bustle you tend to, in the Midwest here, whether it's Milwaukee, Chicago, any big city, there's a little more politeness than you'll find in Los Angeles or other places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, looking at this list, as we said, who is at the top of the list, ranking at the bottom, some interesting ones there. But Milwaukee is also on the list of one of the more friendlier ones.
Good.
Doesn't swear as much as others. Maybe different over the weekend. Maybe different. I don't know. It's an interesting one. It's a conversation, I'd say.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the higher ones were in the more rural areas and more rural states.
The places you're most likely to use some choice words is at home. 55% of us do most of our swearing at home. Almost 24% said while they're with their friends, 7% while driving, and 7% at work. Work is the top place we want to swear but hold back.
Yeah.
In front of strangers and in front of our kids also ranked high.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was surprised home was a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be interested to see when they say home, who all answered that. Do they have kids living in their home or not?
Yeah. The number one person we swear at is ourselves.
Yep.
54% said that they swear at themselves more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. Swearing at your friends is next with 24%.
But that's almost how you say I love you to your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So I think that's noteworthy for a couple of reasons. For one, what you just said there, Melissa, I think is noteworthy. Also, it's we think of swearing as a negative. Sometimes it is embracing a word and making it your own. And you and your friends do this, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it doesn't really mean as much if some stranger calls you it. These kind of things. Yeah. And we talk a good game about mental health, but we don't do a whole lot of heavy lifting when it comes to the conversation of it.
Right.
We tend to on this show, but I mean, as a society, we don't. We just say mental health's important, and then we kind of move on to the next subject.
Right.
We don't tell people how to help your mental health. We don't tell people why it's important. Otherwise, to some people out there, it may seem like a fad, like just something. Oh, you know, this is the next, like you know, another one of those diets people are talking about or something like that. Like, no, this is not a fad. This is not something. This is something we need to be working on every day going forward as a society.
And there are some situations where that's just the right word to use. There's you just need to be able to use a word like that. And I found, and I, you know, in my career, I'm still human. And there are some times where friends that find out that I've gone into this career start to treat me differently, don't know how to react to me anymore. And I've had to use something like a swear word to say, I am still me. I am human. I am. And that breaks the ice and allows people to be more relaxed.
Yeah. I think that this whole that we the person we swear at the most by far and away is ourselves.
Yeah.
It is also important because of the mental health aspect of that, and that we are beating ourselves up, and we need to stop doing that.
Because we're not saying, I love you, by swearing at ourselves, for sure.
Yep. The most the most universal things that make us want to swear are when we hurt ourselves, when we have road rage, when we get bad news, when we're cracking a joke, while we're arguing, and when we get, and when we get good news.
Sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, that's when it comes out the most.
Our favorite fill-in words to use instead of swearing words. I'm going to be honest with everybody. This is the whole reason we're doing this subject, is so that we can do these, because this is fun.
These are fun.
Every family has different ones.
Oh, yeah.
Every family has... There's so many, like, because my Nana would swear in Italian to try to not swear as much in front of the kids. But I didn't know that some of the words, like, were just basically gibberish that she was saying sometimes. I thought it was great on her part. Like, very well done. Like... I love the creative thing, because there's always, there's fudge, shoot, frick or frackin' or, or something like that, dang, heck, darn, holy cow, dang it.
Cheese and crackers.
Freaking, freaking, yeah, that cheese and crackers is a great one. It's a good one. Sometimes I, depending on the person, I'd rather hear them do that than his actual swear word, because it's so much like better. I feel like
it's more comical.
It is.
It is more comical, and we all could use a laugh. That is true. I think it's just, it makes more sense. Like, there's certain people when they swear, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's coming from them. Like,
right.
I feel like somebody else did that to them or something like that.
You know, the show that did this the best was The Good Place.
Oh,
yes. 1,000%
Fork. Forking. It's just awesome.
I still say that sometimes. I watched that show pretty well, but I didn't watch it that deeply. But you're so right about that, Melissa.
Yeah,
that's
I just started rewatching it, and it's like, this is just so great. It's perfect.
I look back at that one, and I know it wasn't off the air. It hasn't been off the air for that long, but I look at that show. It really is one of the most original concepts you'll ever see in a show. It really is.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
Only 7% of American adults say that they never swear. Only 7% say that they never swear. Interesting on this one, one of the few times, no gray area.
None. No.
Just we do, we don't. That's
I don't
it.
Know. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You know.
I think my mother was one of those people, because she really didn't. Like, there was very few times. There's only a couple times that I did hear her swear.
My mom was very rare.
Good reason for it.
Yeah. Well, and apparently my mom swore like a sailor until she had kids. And then she stopped until we were probably in our teenage years. And then when she started again, she did it grammatically correct.
Wow.
It was weird. It wasn't just throw it out. It was grammatically correct.
I admire that, actually. I think that's actually pretty good.
And the first time we did it, we all just looked at her and laughed. So it had the opposite effect of what she wanted.
I don't know why, but I remember this time my dad was really, my mom was getting, especially by the time my little brother came around, my dad was kind of getting on, my mom was kind of getting on my dad about swearing so much. So he's trying so hard not to. And he would try to replace the words with a make-believe, you know, shoot or something like that. But then he wouldn't be able to think of a word to fake, to, like, so then he'd swear because of that. And then he'd be calling me and like, go Jill, you know, or something. And then he'd mess that up and he'd get all even more up bent out of shape. And then he'd swear even more. And then I think we are, you know, a popular term that we're hearing more and more is giving ourselves grace. Mm-hmm. I think that's important to do in society and life in general. But it's one of those ones, too, where I don't think it's hard to get too bent out of shape about this one. Mm-hmm. I certainly think that you can't, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, rolling off an Eddie Murphy concert in front of a little kid. But at the same time, you've got to, you know, we do this all the time. Mm-hmm. Every good parent has sworn in front of their child at least once. And I said good parent because that doesn't mean they're a bad parent. It happens sometimes.
It does. We're human. Yep.